guitar, Jimi Hendrix. The Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Album Network welcomes you to Stone Free, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix. Hello, I'm Joe Benson, and today, more than 20 years after his death, Jimi Hendrix's majestic reputation remains unparalleled. His influence has spanned generations of musicians, including the likes of Eric Clapton.
The effect he had on English musicians, not just guitarists, but all musicians, was just phenomenal. Now, everybody liked him. They liked him probably, but they were jealous, you know? But I think everyone came round in the end, and it sort of changed the music scene completely.
Buddy Guy.
Hendrix to me was the John Coltrane of the guitar. He was just so far ahead of his time. Because the more you hear young people now talk or try and play, everybody wants something from that guy. And he was playing stuff that it just didn't even make sense to them what he was doing. He was just so far out with it, and he went into London, and they gave him a shot at it. And now I think that guy hadn't sold more records since he passed away than he did when he was alive.
Pete Townsend.
I think in many respects he changed the sound of rock far more than the Beatles. You know, they brought songwriting to rock and roll, but Jimmy changed the sound of the guitar. He turned it into an instrument. Jimmy was unashamedly outward and, you know, wanted to reach as many people as possible.
Former Band of Gypsies bass player Billy Cox.
Musicians, especially guitarists, fall into two categories. Those who admit being influenced by Jimmy and those who will not admit being influenced by him.
Vocalist Paul Rodgers.
I've always felt that Jimi Hendrix had a lot of great qualities vocally. He had recognizability. You immediately recognized his voice. He had a lot of character. And he had a lot of soul to his singing. It could be said that maybe he didn't have the range, maybe he didn't hit all the notes he went for, but there was a lot of good qualities in his singing style that I really liked.
Paul McCartney.
He was a beautiful, sweet guy. I've got great memories of him, and I say I'm still a major fan. I don't think there's really been anyone on guitar since Jimmy to beat him.
And Mick Jagger.
I mean, I just thought Jimmy was a great guitar player. I thought he was the best or the most original. That's all, man. I don't know nothing about his business, whether he was a casualty. And I wish he was still here. That's it.
The influence of Jimi Hendrix has also filtered its way down to many of today's new and established artists, like Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders.
Well, I heard him when I was about 17, it must have been. And everything changed when Jimmy came along. And I knew if I was going to embark on this musical life, well, things were different. Yeah, I think he influenced me by way of my lifestyle. Of course, in the music.
Vernon Reid of Living Color.
Oh, he's had a tremendous influence because from the time I was young and I started playing out in music, he stood out as a real original. And the thing that I got personally out of Jimmy's music was that he wasn't afraid to be himself.
Soundgarden drummer Matt Cameron.
The first rock record I bought was Smash Hits. And as a little kid, I just was freaking out on, you know, just the sounds of it all. I was about 13 when I bought it. And still to this day, there's so much depth to his records. And he was way ahead of his time as far as recording techniques and chord structures and just everything, man. It's just, you can't touch him. I mean, he was the guy.
And Aaron Comas of the Spin Doctors.
I remember jamming on, like, you know, like Purple Haze when I was, like, you know, 12 years old. I think probably any kid that was a musician on any instrument in the rock genre back when he was a kid jammed on that song. In fact, you know, that's, you know, like a classic riff that everybody learns, you know.
We'll be right back. The music of Jimi Hendrix remains as fresh and innovative today as it did in the late 60s. He smashed many of the musical and racial barriers placed in his path, and his musical fingerprint continues to extend throughout rock, jazz, blues, and funk. A special collection of artists have gathered together to celebrate Jimmy's music with the release of Stone Free, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix. The album features contributions from Hendrix's own influences, his contemporaries, and from those who he has influenced as well. When we return, it's the music of Stone Free, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix on the Album Network. Tonight's show is being brought to you by Listerine Coolment and Cepastat and Cepacol.
What have you got when you've got a mouthwash that battles bad breath and attacks plaque, fights the gum infection gingivitis, and mows down germs by the millions? What do you got?
You got the power!
You got the power! The power of Listerine Antiseptic! It's a power in a bottle! It's a mouthful of power! It's the power to be powerful, clean, Listerine! You got the power! You got the power! You got the power!
Brush flossing your dentist uses directed.
What are the economic advantages for students with a Citibank Visa card? We asked Advanced Economics Professor Eugene Camia.
We see a higher growth potential with the Citibank Visa card. Students reporting gains with special discounts on airfares and long-distance calls, increasing their personal bottom line with not only a low variable interest rate, but with a positive shift.
In other words, your own economy will be more like a boom than a bust.
Exactly.
So, call 1-800-CITIBANK, C-I-T-I-B-A-N-K, to apply. Not just Visa. Citibank Visa.
You know when your throat's so sore it feels like you swallowed some nails? You need medicine, not those candy cough drops. You need Cepacol lozenges.
Oh.
But what if your throat feels like you swallowed some nails, a few rivets, a small file, and topped it off with a 3.5 horsepower circular saw? Then you need really strong medicine. You need Cepastat lozenges. Cepacol for sore throats. Cepastat for really sore throats. Use only as directed.
Hey, did you hear about Gary? He's in the South Pacific.
You're kidding. I thought he joined the Navy.
He did. That's where his ship is now.
Terrific. Gary's in the South Pacific, and we're here in the mall.
Really?
You're in it to win it, so it's full speed ahead.
Join today's Navy. High-tech training for those who qualify and the opportunity to travel around the world. Contact your Navy recruiter today.
You and the Navy, full speed ahead.
Paid for by the U.S. Navy.